As a wine lover, it's been obvious to me for quite some time that once you start learning to taste things, let's say it's wine, and appreciate flavors and actually examine what it is you're tasting, you probably start to do it with other things as well. And I don't just mean the bad habits like swirling whatever glass you have in hand, including swirling a glass of water, which I've been known to do. And sniffing it as well. I mean, things like food and even coffee are things that you appreciate, I think, in a different way. But I hadn't really got to know coffee enough to really notice some of the big similarities between wine and coffee, like how coffees are blended, how they are prepared, how they are enjoyed, you know, how you taste it, how you evaluate it. All these things are actually very similar to wine, and I'd never really thought about that. So I think as of today, I'm on a mission to discover a little bit more about what's going on in the coffee world, which might have an impact on how I look at wine and talk about wine, because even if you're not a wine drinker or maybe don't consider yourself a wine connoisseur, I'm pretty sure you'll have drunk a fair amount of coffee in your life, and maybe that will help to give a different perspective on wine. So I've got a couple of interesting friends and contacts in the coffee world, so I hope to pick up their brains and maybe chat about that in the near future. So if you have any thoughts on coffee and wine, send them to me on Twitter, at Thirst for Wine, or maybe come to the wine conversation and leave me a comment there. I got quite excited about this last night. So definitely, there's something very interesting on the horizon. So if you want to be considered, I'll let you know about it. But if you want to be considered, leaving a comment or sending me a Twitter message will ensure you're near the top of that queue when the information comes out.